Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. A new study commissioned by Care UK has found that half of people who care for a loved one feel overwhelmed by their responsibilities. The research also found that those who care for or have responsibility for someone over the age of 55 spend more than a day a week doing chores for the person they care for. As a result, a third of people said they neglect their relationships with their partner, and a fifth even added their relationship with their children was negatively impacted. Care UK have published a guide here for you to help carers feel less overwhelmed. And I'm joined on the line now with Debbie Fox from Care UK and UK television personality Ruth Langsford, whose father was cared for by her mother for 10 years and who appreciates how hard it is for the carer. How are you both doing this morning?
Good morning, Chris. We're very well, thank you. Very well. Although saddened, really, about the results of this survey because, you know, it's difficult, isn't it, when you hear that 60% of people who are caring for somebody are feeling completely overwhelmed. So a lot of your listeners this morning, that's them, you know, and they're struggling and they're feeling very overwhelmed by their responsibilities for caring for somebody at home. And I know how difficult that is. You know, you said there, my mum cared for my dad who had Alzheimer's and she had him at home for 11 years, which is a very long time. And she did it brilliantly. But I know she was overwhelmed at times, although at the time didn't tell us. And this is the problem sometimes, is that people don't like to admit that they're struggling and they feel that they're failing their loved one if they're not coping. And we'd just like to say to them, Debbie and I, they're not Debbie, are they? They're really not failing. They're just getting to the point where they need some help.
Absolutely. I think it's about people having that fear of failure or having a sense of responsibility that urges them to keep carrying on when actually for their own health and their own sense of well-being, they need to realise that actually they need to accept some help or look for some help.
Absolutely. And as you're saying as well, this study has shown that people, unfortunately, are now starting to feel guilty about the responsibilities that they have. Yeah. Debbie, this study, of course, was commissioned by Care UK. Were you surprised by the findings?
No, not at all. I think it's not uncommonplace today that people are struggling on for the reasons that we've already kind of mentioned in terms of thinking about the sense of responsibility. This is your husband or your wife or your mom or your dad. And then there is that sense of fear of failure that you're letting them down, you're letting people down. But also there's that fear of the unknown, not knowing what's happening next, what the next steps are to take. And that's why the guide a helping hand. We've put in lots of information about what is available to people, and that's not just necessarily about looking for a care home, but also things like the legal side of it, how to make your home safe, how to look after yourself to make sure that you can continue to care for somebody if that's what you want to do. So no, we weren't surprised at all.
Actually, it's interesting, Debbie, you say there about looking after yourself. The other thing that the survey threw up was that so many carers are not looking after themselves because all their focus, Chris, goes on the person they're caring for. And often to the detriment of their own health. And so they're not sleeping properly, they're probably not eating properly, you know, they're burning the candle because they're having to do sometimes things when the person they're caring for is asleep and they're rushing around doing the things that they need to catch up on in the day. And, you know, that is having a negative effect on people's health as well. And they just forget about themselves. And that's why I love the fact that the Care UK booklet, A Helping Hand, is aimed at carers. Because, Debbie, so often carers get forgotten, don't they?
Yeah, there's a lot of support out there for people who have a diagnosis or they fear they have a diagnosis of dementia or Alzheimer's, but actually there isn't a huge amount of support or direct information that is accessible for the person who's doing the caring, and it's the accessibility of that information that's really important.
I think this is going to be something that many of our listeners tuning in today are going to really sympathise with. As you mentioned, Ruth, your mother was your father's carer, a situation that so many of our listeners will be able to understand. How did this impact on her life?
Well, towards the end, quite badly. If you asked her the same question, she would say, no, absolutely it didn't. I was fine, because that's the stoic woman she is. And like you said, a lot of your listeners will be doing exactly that, listening right now, and they're caring for somebody that they love, and they don't see it as a chore. They just see it as their duty, and that's what they do, and that's what you do when you love somebody. But if they're honest with themselves, I'm sure that if you pushed them to answer those questions, they probably would say, sometimes they are struggling. Sometimes they're not feeling as well as they could be. They're probably not looking after themselves as well as they could be. They're not asking for help. And I know there were times with my mum, I would find things out after the event. So my sister and I found out once that my dad had got up at 2 o'clock in the morning. He'd had a fall. My mum couldn't lift him up, and she covered him with a blanket and she sat on the floor with him until about 6:30 the next morning, when she could go into her neighbour. And I said, why, mum, why didn't you call us? And she said, well, I didn't want to worry you. What could you do? Because we didn't live near her. So there's lots of people who are not intentionally hiding things from their families and friends, but just thinking, oh, I don't want to bother people. I don't want to be a bother. I'm fine. I'm coping. And I would just say to them, ask for help, because even just in your local community, even just with your friends and family, people probably think you're coping because that's what you tell them and that's how you present yourself to the world. But if you just asked for help, it is there, and nobody's going to be judging you. I think people worry, Debbie, don't they? I know my mum did, and actually even me as a daughter, about the amount of times I visited my dad. You know, I used to think, oh, I'm really busy, I haven't seen him for 3 weeks, people will judge me. You're worried about other people thinking you don't love that person enough.
I think that there is that outward perception of how, what will people think of me if I ask for help, or as you were saying, you know, you yourself as the carer become the burden because you're asking your friends, your relatives, or you know, your loved ones as well for help, and so that sense of responsibility and that sense of guilt just begins to grow for lots of different reasons.
Now, you've said before, Ruth, that once your dad did actually receive the care that he needed and your mum got the help she needed as a carer, she managed to become his wife again. How important was it for both of them to regain these roles?
Oh, I thought it was hugely important, and it really struck a chord with me. And it was actually a health worker who said to my mum when they were discussing the fact that they felt that it was time that my dad probably got some more help and needed full-time care. Very, very difficult decision. Any family facing that today, any of your listeners facing that at the moment will know it's heartbreaking. And you go through all those emotions of guilt and failure. But sometimes you just have to accept that that is the best thing for your loved one. And she said to my mum, Joan, you know, if Dennis gets into a care home and he's looked after and he gets all the nursing he needs, you can become his wife again. And it really stopped me in my tracks, actually, because I thought, wow, yes, because actually over the years, that role of his wife, his loving wife, has been put, had to be put to one side because she's had to become his nurse. And in the Care UK booklet, A Helping Hand, there is a section called Reclaim Your Relationship. And that's not just about a wife and husband. You know, go back to being somebody's friend, their daughter, their son, their sister, their brother, because, you know, you've probably become their nurse. And it really was, I could see that happening once my mum had made that awful decision that we helped make as a family. We didn't just, she didn't do it on her own. And once we'd all got over the shock of the fact that he had actually gone into a care home, I did see the difference that my mum could visit, and she washed her hair and she put her makeup on. And when she got there, dad would be up and washed and dressed and shaved and had his breakfast, and they could spend quality time. And Debbie's nodding here because I think that quality time is so important, don't you?
I totally agree. It's quality time for yourself and it's quality time for your relationship. And I think that makes such a significant difference. And I totally agree. It allows you to reclaim your relationship and once again be able to spend positive time with people instead of kind of that guilt or begrudging or feeling a burden.
Absolutely. And of course, Debbie, the great news is that Care UK have published the Helping Hand Guide. What's in the guide?
There's a whole range of information in the Helping Hand Guide. There's information about sort of how to make caring easier, how to think about changing your home around, avoiding trip hazards, things like that. There's information about how to look after yourself and what you can do in that respect. And then got information also around thinking about being proactive in choosing the best care and support for you and the person that you're caring for, be that respite care within a care home or be that people coming into your home. And then there's information around the legal stuff as well. So there's an awful lot in there. It's a little guide. It should be quite hand-sized.
It's like a pocketbook.
It is a pocketbook.
It's a really nice, it's colourful. It's a pocketbook. You could put it, yeah. I mean, you know, if you're sitting waiting for the bus or you're in the doctor's surgery or wherever, you could put this in your bag and read it at any time. And the thing is, like Debbie's saying, this booklet is not just about putting your loved one into a care home. It's lots of things before that. Before you might never have to get to that stage. I hope to goodness that you never do. So it's not just that. It's all sorts of helps and tips about looking after somebody at home as well. But if you are facing the prospect of a care home, then this is a great guide to help you along your way.
And if you'd like to find out more about the Helping Hand Guide or about Care UK, you can visit them on their website, careuk.com/care-homes/helping-hand. You can, of course, follow Debbie on Twitter at Care UK or Ruth on at Ruthie L. That's RUTHIEEL. Ruth Langsford and Debbie Fox from Care UK, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Chris.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.